You know, one of the things that we forget, and a lot of people don't fully comprehend when we don't teach it, is what I was saying yesterday, the importance of pursuing wisdom in our Catholic faith. And that's, it's central. It is absolutely what we are called to do. If you look at the story of Jesus in the Gospels, we see that he grew in wisdom and grace. So we understand that wisdom is essential. We know in the Book of Wisdom that the Bible says to pursue wisdom above all other treasures. So wisdom is an extremely important aspect. And if we are going to live the Christian life, then we are going to do it by pursuing wisdom, and we're going to do it by pursuing divine wisdom. And we do that through prayer, through Bible study, through maybe study of the Catholic teachings and all these understandings, but we have to do it through prayer because we need to ask the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because divine wisdom comes from above. As I said on Monday, Monday's program, which was Saturday's homily, I talked about the fact that this wisdom is essential and that the prophets received the wisdom from God. They didn't go to prophet school. So we understand that important part of wisdom. Hi, my name is Father Robert J. Carr. I'm the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can hear the broadcast afterwards at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we have to understand this call of knowing the wisdom of God. Now, I gave an example which came to us from Pope St. Pius X. Yesterday, I called him Pope St. Paul X. I hope some of you caught, wait a minute, something must run. He must have meant to say Pius, because there never has been a Pope St. Paul, or rather a Pope Paul X. We've gone up to number 6, so we're 4 away. So, and anyway, one of the things I said is, as I quoted Pope St. Pius X, and he was talking about St. Charles Borromeo, was a major figure in the church during the Protestant Reformation, and putting together the Council of Trent. And one of the things that he talked about was the fact that he basically understood just to live the gospel, to live in the wisdom of God, and we didn't need to get involved in tearing down structures and in revolutions. And this is from 150 years ago, roughly. It's maybe not that far back, but it's definitely, we're talking late 19th, early 20th century, Pope St. Pius X. And he's talking about someone in the 1500s. So between those two groups of people, those two times we're actually talking about, two persons, those two time frames, we're seeing something that is still apropos today in what we're dealing with in our world, especially in our country. And when we look at some of the movements in our country, we have to understand them within the context of wisdom. See, one of the movements in our country we understand to be Marxist. Now, what is Marxism? Marxism, of course, comes to us from Karl Marx. It actually comes from Marx and Engels, and it is cited in the Communist Manifesto, which is one of several books that Karl Marx wrote, but it's obviously his most apropos because it's the one that calls people to put together this Marxist government. And Karl Marx and Engels, of course, their whole concept was to try to build a government that was just for all people, but, you know, anyone will tell you that communism works on paper, but it doesn't work in real life. And we've seen that history over and over again. And what's at the bottom of this is an understanding of wisdom. You see, Communism is rooted in what is known as materialism. And materialism is built on the idea that there is no God, that all that exists are atoms and molecules and matter and energy. That's it. Nothing else exists beyond that. So any concept of God is not real, because God is not real in Marxism, because the whole world is just the material, the matter that we see, or that which we may not see, but eventually some structure or some instrument will be invented so we can see it. For example, if you look up into the sky, you cannot see the planet Pluto, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Now, obviously, because of different structures and satellites and spaceships and stuff, we have seen the planet Pluto. But you see what I'm talking about. But it's all rooted in this materialism. So if there is nothing beyond this world and our particular life, then every idea is put together with the concept that we have to do what we can for us right now. And we have to do what is equitable to everyone right now. But as the saying goes, coming from George Orwell's book, The Animal Farm, ultimately what happens is, you know, everyone is equal, but some people are more equal than others. We can't build that perfect world because we're not what people in their philosophy think we are. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, on WROL. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and before the break, we were talking about how philosophy is so important and how it is important to seek true wisdom. And we were talking about communism and how communism is rooted in a materialistic philosophy, that there is nothing beyond what we can see that's made out of matter and energy. Nothing. That's it. That's the basic philosophy. So we have to get what we can, or we have to work to build equitable structures for all people today. That's what communism seeks to do. The problem, as I said, is it works on paper, but it doesn't work in the real world. And so when we seek wisdom, we seek a deeper understanding of what it means to be a human being. And that affects all our decisions and ideas. And so if we are answerable to the Lord, then we can recognize what that means. And when we seek that deeper relationship with the Lord, asking him to act within his wisdom, and also within his wisdom, when we don't act within his wisdom, we know it. And that's how we live, knowing and seeking to grow in his wisdom. Now, that's going to affect all our decisions and all our ideas. This maybe isn't the best example, but let me give you one example that kind of plays itself out, and you can tell it's a little bit dated. I might have told you this before. You know, when I've gone to a candy machine and I pay, you know, say something is $1.50 and all I have is $2, and I put the $2 into the candy machine, and it sends back 50 cents change. I look, and there's a dollar's worth of change because someone else didn't take their change. The way I look at it, I asked the machine for something that cost $1.50. I gave the machine $2. Therefore, what I needed from the machine was 50 cents. The other 50 cents that is there is not mine. Never was, never will be. Therefore, I leave it alone. Now, some people are shocked. They go, well, you know, you've heard of finders keepers. You know what? It's not my money. And, you know, I seek to live this relationship with the Lord. I represent this relationship with the Lord. I seek to live it. I'm not perfect at what I do, but certainly I'm going to act differently because of that than if I didn't believe in God at all and I just believed all that was here is what we see. That philosophy and that wisdom changes the way I act than if I would act if I didn't believe in God at all. So you can see how that wisdom, and as I said in my homily, that wisdom feeds the morality. That wisdom changes everything. So everything is rooted in how I understand what it means to be a human being because of my relationship with Christ. If I didn't have the relationship, my actions would be different one way or another. I don't know how different they would be, but let's put it to this way. A lot of people have this concept that we have to be good enough to get to heaven. It's a false concept, but they do. And so they don't have this understanding of having a regular relationship with Christ, but they do have this understanding that we have to act a certain way, otherwise we can't get into heaven. However, God forgives sins. Well, if you look at it that way, then what you understand is that they will act differently than maybe someone who says, no, I want to have this relationship with Christ always. And St. Paul calls us to pray at all times. So the person with the relationship is going to be talking to the Lord about everything in their lives, you know, just kind of as they're going through the day, oh, you know, this was an interesting day or whatever the case may be. Remember those words from St. Alphonsus Liguori, talk to the Lord as if you're talking to a good friend. But that person is going to act differently, even within the context of Catholic morality, than the person who doesn't believe in having a relationship, we just have to somehow be good enough to get to heaven. You see how that whole concept, that whole wisdom, everything changes everything. We're going to talk about more about this tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.